usually when you get to most especially Christmas, you have in mind some things that you hope you'll be able to do. This isn't exactly a Christmas list, but rather a baseball list that I want to share with you as far as unfinished business is concerned. And the reasons why I mention these will be made clear as we go along. This, my friends, will be our annual baseball show. I want to sit down with current Royals owner John Sherman. I want to sit down with the current Major League Baseball commissioner. I want to sit down with some of the folks that are in charge of most especially the Royals. It wouldn't hurt to go talk with Astros or White Sox either, but the reasons I'm mentioning this is because, number one, I want to try to find anybody who can honestly tell me that they're a baseball person. Because right now I have my doubts. And I'll get into that as we get going. Matter of fact, let's just introduce the show right now. I let my ideas out a little sooner than I anticipated. My apologies, my friends. This is our baseball show. And this is the time of the year that I look forward to every year, as you know. I followed a lot of issues over the wintertime involving not only the Royals, but also involving as much of Major League Baseball as I could. The first segment I wanted to devote to that. Some things here in Kansas City and overall as a part of Major League Baseball that, I'm sorry, but something just doesn't seem right to me. We'll get into those for the first segment. For the second one, and this is something that I wanted to do for a very long time, I'm going to change gears and I'm going to share with you the way I know how to do it, James Earl Jones's classic speech from the movie Field of Dreams. And I wanted to share a little bit, if I hadn't already done so, about how much fun Field of Dreams was for me last year. And I'm hoping to maybe possibly make this an annual visit. Because I felt like, and I don't want to spoil this, so I'll just say this much, I felt like for a brief moment in time, I was in baseball heaven. We will get to all of that. We'll get it into previews also for the upcoming year. And we'll see if the people who won it all last year will do it again this. We'll see. Our annual baseball show here on the New Directions podcast, and we will get underway with it on the other side of this very break. I've said it was coming, and ladies and gentlemen, X has marked a brand new spot. This is Terry Runyon from the podcast here to tell you about the new Riverside Red X. Much bigger than the old, a lot more groceries to be sold to you, a lot more enthusiasm behind the opening as I've discovered firsthand, and this is something that more and more people are going to really want to have a look at. The store is located right next to where the old one had been. And I think you'll find it's much, much bigger than the one that had been there for over 70 years. This one is going to last even longer, and it has the crowd to prove it. When you get a moment, stop by the brand spanking new local Riverside Red X. X has marked the brand new spot, and it's going to stay there for quite a while. I ran late with the tradition between the last edition of this show and this one. My wife celebrated a birthday between then and now, and I forgot to play this song. So before we get into the show, let's bring in the Brothers Osborne for It Ain't My Fault.
Ourselves a deal. Don't spend that all on one part.
What you got there, man?
This is original guitar, man. All these. Yeah, wait till all the.
Now, the one question you find yourself asking after seeing the video like this is how in the world the two sides even got along in the first place. That's for those of us who want to take the video seriously, though. Brothers Osborne with It Ain't My Fault. Happy belated birthday, my dear. Let me see if I've got this straight. A few months back, it was decided that movement would start to be made to find a downtown stadium for the Royals. It had been rumored to also be in the running for the Chiefs. But there were some things that were said in that early report that bring me a little bit of concern. What bothered me was Mr. Sherman, originally, Mr. Sherman, the Royals owner, that is, originally, from my vantage point, didn't seem too insistent about bringing the public in on this operation. Now, there was a lot of enthusiasm for this. My brother, who was not able to come on with me, is voting for it. I'm voting against it. We'll spend another time and another podcast talking about that in a little more detail. I want to focus a little bit on some of the other background of this. It had been listed, it had been reported by my friends at Vox 4 that there have been places that have been introduced as possible homes for a new downtown stadium. There was one particular one that had been introduced as well. And that one appeals to me because it's close to home. They talked about the Northland. Now, before we go any further, let me backtrack to cover something here. When this piece of news was first released, and it was reported the way it was by John Holt, it sounded to me like the people were not getting involved. And those of you that remember my story about the Paseo versus Martin Luther King Boulevard know what I'm talking about. But I have to applaud Mr. Sherman on one thing. He has made efforts since this breaking news. He has made efforts since this to do what he can to get the people involved. And from what I've been listening as far as respondent opinion was concerned, it's 50-50. Some for it, some against. The project would take a little while. And it's one of those projects that you just don't finish overnight. Later reports were saying that they were looking for this to be a baseball complex. So they're doing a little more than just building a downtown stadium. They're building a downtown paradise for baseball fans. With the plans that people are talking about, I'm not sure, to be quite honest, whether to feel optimistic about this or not. This edition of the podcast is where I'm going to debut something new. And this something new is called Fountainside Chats. And I recorded one recently, about the downtown idea and John Sherman and so on, I'd like for you to hear what I had to say. I'm not a big fan of the idea of having a downtown ballpark, but the trend seems to be moving that way, and the owner of the Royals is bent on sending it that way, so the subject is in place. He hasn't really handled it as well as I thought he should. Let me explain. When news broke that the Royals were looking for a new ballpark, it was not reported as to where. And Mr. Sherman was asked about this no more than a few weeks afterwards. He wouldn't share the information either. Mr. Sherman, you are not doing the Kansas City metro area a great service at all. You have not played all your cards. And sir, I think it's time that you do. We would like to know the areas that you're looking. And don't just say it's because of business. The way I see it, I can look straight through and see that it's a little more than that. You're not afraid to, you're not ready to say anything. If that's the case, I have an invitation for you. Why don't you and I sit down with our connections on this broadcast, and we can share what places you are looking to try to find. I don't like being in the dark, and I can speak for the city of Kansas City when I say the same thing. Welcome to Kansas City, Mr. Sherman. We sincerely hope that you do some good things. But Jeopardy, the former Jeopardy host Alex Trebek used this word quite a bit, transparent. You are not being transparent with us at all. You're keeping your cards way too close to the vest. And it's time to play them so we can have an idea of where the heck you're looking. The time has come, Mr. Sherman. The invitation's out there. It's your turn to come on down. In the movie Trouble with the Curve, the plot line was such that a scout who knew what to listen for from new players was matching wits against, for lack of a better phrase, a computer geek. The computer geek was supposed to bring a good hitter into fray, but Clint Eastwood's character, who was the scout in this case, was able to find someone even better. The hitter that the computer person found couldn't hit a curve to save his life. This pitcher ended up signing with Atlanta. The scout who recommended the hitter ended up out of a job. And some of the begging that I found himself saying kind of makes me laugh a little bit. It gave me the impression of, in my view, where the other half lives. He said he would go to a game. Now, I understand, my friends, that this is a movie. This is a movie. It's pretend. The only thing that isn't pretend is the fact that we're dealing with the Atlanta Braves. But the way it was presented, the man relied a little too much on his computer paperwork. would go to a game, would go to a, that, that's the key right there, ladies and gentlemen, would go to a game. People are missing out on the beauty of Major League Baseball. That is my opinion, my friends. And they're letting a few things happen with regard to the strike that happened a couple of years ago. Try to speed things up a little bit. I don't know whether I like what I'm hearing or not, but I'm going to leave that open for the time being. As far as this subject is concerned, it kind of sounds to me like Major League Baseball in general is kind of using a plotline similar to what we saw in Trouble with the Curve. And basically doing whatever they can to ruin the game of baseball. I sincerely hope that I'm wrong. But again, I'll put a stay tuned on that. Coming up on the other side, the fun part of this part of this broadcast is going to start up. I'm going to feature scenes from two of my favorite baseball movies of all time. And we're going to hopefully have the feeling in our hearts once again that in spite of what could possibly happen sooner rather than later, the beauty of Major League Baseball is still there. And I hope when we get to the next segment, we can catch it once again. This is the baseball edition of the New Directions podcast, the annual one. And we'll get to that fun on the other side of this very break. Recently, I had a chance to visit a restaurant for the very first time that I know a lot of you have already visited, but what I've learned, I like. This is Terry Runyon from the New Directions podcast here to share with you about Olive Garden. Some of the best pasta cooking I have ever seen. My wife and I had an opportunity to have a lasagna recently, and I saw something that I had never, ever seen in any restaurant anywhere. The waiter offered to pour cheese into our meal as well as salad. I had never seen that happen. That was just very, very nice to see. The Olive Garden people do care about what they bring to the table every day. And they show in the food that they deliver. And I have to say that lasagna is one of the best lasagnas that I have ever had. Whenever you have an opportunity, my friends, I invite you to pay a visit to the Olive Garden near you and really have a good time having some good old-fashioned Italian cooking. And if you want to, tell them Terry Runyon from the New Directions podcast sent you. The game of baseball, to me, is like no other. I enjoy taking 2 to 3 hours sitting back and watching two very talented teams. I was glad I was introduced to the movie Field of Dreams back in 89 because there was a lot of very, very special times to watch in this since then. I have had other people on baseball shows be the ones to share the words. This time around, I want to do it myself because I want to try to get the impact a little bit as to what this really should mean for all of us. So with that in mind, the title is Baseball Has Marked the Time. Ray, people will come, Ray. They'll come to Iowa for reasons they can't even fathom. They'll turn up your driveway not knowing for sure why they're doing it. They'll arrive at your door as innocent as children, longing for the past. Of course, we won't mind if you look around, you'll say. It's only $20 per person. They'll pass over the money without even thinking about it, for it is money they have, and peace they lack. And they'll walk out to the bleachers and sit in shirt sleeves on a perfect afternoon. They'll find they have reserved seats somewhere along one of the baselines, where they sat when they were children and cheered their heroes. And they'll watch the game, and it'll be as if they dipped themselves in magic waters. The memories will be so thick, they'll have to brush them away from their faces. People will come, Ray. The one constant through all the years, Ray, has been baseball. America has rolled by like an army of steamrollers. It's been erased like a blackboard, rebuilt, and erased again. But baseball has marked the time. This field, this game, it's a part of our past, Ray. It reminds us of all that once was good, and it could be again. Oh, people will come, Ray. People will most definitely come. I find I enjoy myself a lot more at baseball games. Especially when I see a hero with a chance to win it all. And in the movie The Natural, we had that happen. And I want us to kind of relive that one more time. Mr. Redford, if you please. No sport like it, the game of baseball. We'll wrap up this podcast next. For those of you who like a good cookie, may I suggest a place to you? This is Terry Runyon from the New Directions Podcast, here to talk about the Crumble Cookie Company. Located in North Kansas City, they make several different kinds of cookies each and every day, and they sell them in different packs also. I had a chance recently to try a chocolate chip cookie from there. Oh my gosh, it was so good. Next time you're in the area, I invite you to stop by the Crumble Cookie Company. Try one of them out for yourself. Buy a few packs for your friends, buy them for Christmas gifts, however you want to do it. These could be some of the best cookies you have ever had. You might even, if you so chose, wanted to bring some milk along. The Crumble Cookie Company. Very, very good stuff. I want to play, before we wrap this up, one more home run that proved to be the final home run of last season. Yordan Alvarez from the Astros provided it for us. And if you'll give me just a moment here, get a commercial out of the way. World Series, here we go. John Smoltz, along with the new Joe, whose last name that I forgot. I'll remember it probably when I get off the air. But that was the final home run that was hit in Major League Baseball last season. Will they hit more this year? Let's get to opening day and find out, what do you say? Next time on the podcast, we may have ourselves a meeting. We may have ourselves an extended edition. I might be leaning more towards the extended because I discovered this show is number 399. The next show would be 400 and thus the end of season number 3 here on the New Directions Podcast. I think I'm going to lean towards expanding the show next time out and throwing a bunch of segments in and kind of making this a party. So, as far as the time it's going to happen, keep your eyes on my story this weekend especially. The next show will be show number 400, and we will wrap up that season. Get ready for the new one at that time. You just, in my view, can't beat the game of baseball. Every time we get close to the season, regardless of how old I happen to be, and I'll be 56 in May, I enjoy the game. There's just something about it that makes you feel, for lack of a better phrase, peaceful. And I really am planning to at least go to a couple of games this upcoming season. We'll throw a lot of baseball updates here on the show from time to time. And we'll continue to do what we've always done, call this Kansas City Radio Variety. I have one more clip that I want to share with you. And as I'm doing that, that's going to wind things up for this annual baseball edition of the New Directions Podcast. Thank you for being with me as always. We will see you next time when we celebrate show number 400. Until then, to close this one out, the scene says it all.
Catch a good game. Catch you.